The newest mountain biking trail system to open in Northwest Arkansas is not for the faint of heart. Thanks to a $1 million investment from the Walton Family Foundation, Eureka Springs Parks and Recreation leaders cut the ribbon on a downhill park at Lake Leatherwood yesterday. Downhill mountain biking involves just that, going downhill fast on trails where riders encounter features like drops and jumps. Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek was there for the opening and has this report.
Holy smokes, that's huge.
Garrett Hubbard of Gravitas Racing and his two teammates grab their brakes as they ride up to a massive rock feature on one of the new downhill trails at Lake Leatherwood.
The pictures do not do it justice.
No, not at all.
And I've seen quite a few of them.
They stand at the bottom of a 10-foot ramp made out of rocks that launches riders over a gap to a lander on the other side.
I may be just fine taking the easy route today.
It's like a dirt jump.
It is. It's slippy.
Hubbard and his teammates decide to tackle the feature another day. Instead, they ride around it. But they don't pass up a chance to jump their bikes off the edge of a rock further down the trail. Hubbard was one of several dozen people who came out for the ribbon cutting that opened Eureka Springs' newest trails to the public.
All right, let's get it. Takes three of us on this, so.
Since November, a trail building company called Rock Solid put down six new downhill trails, each roughly a mile long, on the north side of the lake.
The difference from this trail and what has been built in the past is that this is really an aggressive adventure. I mean, it's something like you would see in the Colorado mountains at the ski lodges where they have bike parks.
That's Gary Vernon. He's a program officer with the Walton Family Foundation. He's also able to execute a jump off the massive rock feature you heard about at the beginning of the story.
There's a big rock launcher that steps up to a nice landing, and you can get up in the air for several seconds and hang up there and throw your bike sideways. So that's my favorite.
Vernon says this kind of trail system is a one-of-a-kind in Arkansas, partially because of the amount of elevation the trail builders had to work with, and partially because of the expert level of trail building.
Really, the trail builders, Rock Solid, has done a great job of contouring, which is just basically using every inch of downhill. You know, if you've got a few hundred feet, you could quickly make a trail to go down and just last a minute. But they contoured, you know, kind of going across the grain and keeping the downhill moving, undulating a little bit up and down, using turns to accelerate your speed, and have developed something that it makes it feel like you're in the mountains.
Vernon says expanding trails beyond cross-country riding opens up the region to new riders and new racing event possibilities, like downhill racing or enduro, a relatively new mountain biking discipline that combines climbing with several timed descents.
We're going to see children coming out of Arkansas competing around the world in a professional level, and there may even be a world champion or two coming out of here because the trails are built in a way where there is progression. And there is challenge.
And Vernon says the trail system will attract mountain bikers from all over the country, since they'll be able to ride it when other downhill parks turn into ski slopes. This is what he told the crowd gathered for the ribbon cutting.
So, you know, stock up if you have a store. If you have a restaurant, you know, expand because you're going to need it. And, you know, I came here all winter long checking on the trail, and, you know, everything kind of rolls up in the winter. I think that needs to stop because... The best time to ride mountain bikes in the Ozarks is October through March.
Justin Huss, the director of the Eureka Springs Parks and Recreation Commission, says the new trails have the potential to change how businesses operate during the winter months. And some are already looking forward to it.
I think there's a large segment that likes their vacations, but I think that'll work itself out. I do think that, you know, we can almost advertise November as the opening of our season.
Huss says the new trails have also created an opportunity for a trail manager position, a component that's crucial to keeping all of Eureka Springs' 40 miles of trails in good riding condition.
You know, it's frosting, if you will, around Eureka. We have this core that is Eureka Springs that's dynamic and quirky and artistic and already a place where people come and get married and hang out and ride through. And I feel like these trails and outside of the town proper with Leatherwood and on the other side of town with the Passion Play, and in between, we're just kind of embracing the town.
And local riders like Corey West are already embracing the new trails.
It puts all of what we thought was a good downhill in the past to shame. I mean, the worst berm out here is better than any berm we've had in the past. So it's just a lot to take in right now.
On Thursday, West tried his hand at 4 of the 6 new downhill trails.
So what's your favorite one so far, I guess, out of the ones you've ridden?
I think it's number 5. It's the one with the wooden bridge and then the little diving board off of it. It's just, that was really cool. I don't jump a lot of stuff, but I hit that thing twice while I was scouting. It is just super cool.
And for the next 2 months, the Parks and Recreation Commission is partnering with Fat Tire Bike Shop and Adventure Mountain Outfitters to offer free shuttles that will bring riders from the bottom of the trails back to the top so they can do it all over again. Shuttles will run Thursday through Sunday. For Ozarks at Large,
you guys want to go back and hit this rock?
I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Justin Huss did emphasize all users should have the proper protective equipment and get acquainted with all the information on the signs at the trails to understand their difficulty. And this trail project did not come without opposition. You can find our coverage of that story earlier this year on OzarksAtLarge.com.